Freak. Shit. I don't know the last time I did a podcast. And it seemed like every time I go to do a podcast, this is about some crazy shit going on in my life, man. My life is fucking crazy. And as my mother told me this morning as she proceeded to curse my black ass out. So get your shit together, Leonard. That's my real name, if you ain't know. But she said, get your shit together, Leonard. You be 35 this year and you still going through shit that teenagers go through. Beefing with your girlfriends and not being responsible for the things that happen in your life. Even if somebody else has a influence on the shit going wrong, it's on me. And I had to sit and I had to eat that shit like, damn, you right. Even though I just got my ass whooped by my girlfriend. You know, we went back and we'll talk about that in a second. But just back to the mom thing, like she just was like, it's time to get your shit together. And she going through it because she lost all her sisters recently. So she feeling like, shit, I might not be here too much longer. That's my mom feeling like. She might not be in this world too much longer. And I can't be no fucking little boy. Every time some shit go wrong, I'm running to mommy, you know? We talked about that whole dad shit. And it's like, listen, nigga, you got to chalk it up. The fact that you and your father ain't had no relationship. You ain't had no man to show you how to be a man. Hey. All that shit is done and over with. You are a man with children now. You have to learn how to be a man. I don't give a fuck if it wasn't shown to you. Learn how to be a man. You know something? She 100% right. 100% right, yo. I couldn't even say shit. I had to sit there and eat that shit. Now, of course, after I got my ass cursed out, I wanted to go get me a fucking drink. I needed that when I got shot in the beer and shit. But I needed that drink, man. Not like, oh, you need something, but I just was like, God damn it, I ain't got no lighter. Ain't this a bitch? All my fucking light. Wait. I got my book bag somewhere around here. Hold on. I got to light the black. I ain't got no marijuana. Got no marijuana. Plus, I'm thinking about quitting smoking soon anyway, man. Hold on, let me light this black. Jazz black him out. But, where the fuck was I at? I don't know. Just going through a lot of shit, man. So, today is June what? 3rd. Okay, it's June 3rd. Today is my daughter's, my oldest daughter's, her junior prom, man. And she asked me, Daddy, can you rent me a truck? I want me a big black truck. So, I show up, show out type of shit. And I'm like, yo, my baby deserve. I ain't the best father, but my babies, they deserve whatever the fuck they want in this world. And excuse me if I sound a little passionate, but I am right now. Because my babies are the most precious thing I've ever fucking witnessed in my life. I got 7 girls and one fucking amazing son. I have an amazing fucking family. My children are fucking phenomenal. Geniuses. Artists. Love. Like, they just embody that shit, man. And I can't be fucking up hurting them and letting them down. So when my baby asked for her black truck, I couldn't get the black ones. I had to go silver. But I ordered it and shit. I ordered it Wednesday. Renting her a black truck for our prom. And me and the young lady that I'm involved with, that I love, I got love for this person. We've been getting into it, man. We've been arguing. And today just hit a bad, really bad spot, man. If you're a man and you listen to this, I don't give a fuck what happened. A female can put their hands on you. They can hurt you. Don't ever put your fucking hands on a woman. And that's coming from somebody that's made that mistake. I made that mistake with one of my baby moms. We got into some shit and I ended up putting my hands on her and I regret it. I still regret that shit every fucking day of my life. And now I just got into it with my girlfriend today. And it ain't like I ain't saying I'm the woman beater, like I'm out here punching on women and stuff like that. No, but I did, you know, she grabbed me. I choked her. Like, man, I ain't with none of this shit. But not realizing, nigga, that's weak. That's fucking weak to put your hands on a female, man. Shit, dropping ashes in the car. So we get into it. Some more shit happened. She called people. You know, shit just going on. And it's just like, I'm about to lose it all. First of all, I lost the place that I was staying in today. I ain't got nowhere to fucking live. They evicted us, kicked us out. No refund type of shit. Just paid the money on Wednesday. First of the month I paid, third of the month I got kicked out. Ain't that a bitch? Then the rental that I had for my daughter, the young lady I was dating, she getting mad at me, talking about, I got the keys. And I'm like, baby, I ain't got no keys. What's the point at this point to try to play games with people? We done fought, argued. You got people involved. Now my family involved. Police is involved. What is the point of me trying to hold on to some keys and shit? And kind of find out the young lady had the keys the whole time. Cool. I'm not mad at her. If anything, I regret getting into it with her, man. Because really, I was supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to be going home tonight to a house. I was supposed to be having my baby cool in the truck. And she ended up crying on her fucking prom day because her dad is a fucking loser and make dumb decisions. And I got to stop that shit. Because it's not that I'm a loser, but I make loser-ass decisions. And it's just like, for all the intelligence, for how incredible I am, when the fuck am I going to get my shit together, man? You know, like, when am I going to get my fucking life together? And I'm just, right now, I'm sitting waiting because I ended up, you know, my daughter was mad at me. I know she mad. I ended up picking her up after she got her nails done. I just dropped her off at our makeup appointment. I'm just sitting in the, you know, parking lot smoking a black. And I'm like, damn, she barely talked to me during the ride. I know she pissed off at me. Yeah, I apologize, but that don't mean shit because I hurt that little girl, man. I ain't trying to hurt nobody in this fucking world. That's the thing that people don't understand. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want nobody being hurt because of me. But there's a lot of times that I feel like the world don't understand me or don't give a fuck about me. So it's like, fuck the world. But I'm wrong for feeling like fuck the world. But nobody else is wrong when I feel like the world say fuck me. So I've been realizing like a lot of that shit that I be dealing with is ego. I've been trying to kill my ego. Some people, you know, they do DMT or what's the other one? Acid, and they say they have an ego death. Mushrooms too. But I've been trying to kill my ego sober, man. Realizing that, you know, things like lust and pride and ego is my detriment in this world. Those are the things that's killing me. I'm surely dying. Like, we all dying, but I'm pushing the fast forward button on death by giving into my lust and my pride and my ego. And it's killing me. It's fucking killing me. And I just want to really do better, man. I just want to do better with my life. I got to get out my own fucking way. I got to stop drinking. Gotta stop smoking. Shit, at this point, I'm done with sex and I'm done with relationships. It's just time for me to go inward and just work on bettering me, man. I don't know if I don't want to get out of Philly because I don't want to leave my babies, man. I got 5 kids living in Philly. I got another kid living in Baltimore. And I got 2 more in North Carolina. But the ones here in Philly, is like I can't just up and leave them. The one in Baltimore, she barely talked to me. That used to be my baby until she found out she wasn't my first child. The two in North Carolina, we've had some rough times, man. Me and my daughter and my son that's down in North Carolina, we had some rough times as a family and shit. And it's just like, damn, dog, when you gonna get better so that your children can be fucking proud of you? Excuse me. They already love you. They already love me. My children love me. Yeah, the young ones think I'm incredible. The older ones know that, you know, daddy got his fucking issues. But when am I going to change my life so that they can be proud of me? That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my kids to be proud of me. So I got to make the changes to change my life so they can be. I don't want nothing from this world. I don't want nothing from nobody in this world. I don't want, you know, I'm not no man that's out here just trying to fuck everything. I'm not looking for pussy. I don't want all the money in the world. I just want my babies to be proud of me, and I just want to be a good dad. I want to be a good man to a good woman. You know? That's all I want out of my life at this point. I'll be 35 years old this year. And all I want is to be a better father, be a better man. Whether it's to a woman or just single, stay by myself. I'm cool with that. I've always been a loner. I've always, you know, stayed to myself. I ain't got no problem with that. But I got a problem when I'm hurting my kids with my actions. I'm hurting them. So now it's like, now I'm just reflecting on like what I need to do. I need to get my shit together. I need to find a better job. I need to get back in the podcast. And I need to chase my dreams and my goals. And I need to be a better father by all means necessary. Every decision I make, it need to be for the best interest of my children. Because that's all I care about. Honestly, I don't care. I don't even, you know, I 50% care about myself. But really, only reason I'm still here and alive is for my children. It's for my babies. I don't want them little girls growing up in a world where they don't know love from a man, so they got to go search for it from a nigga. I ain't no nigga. I pretend to be a nigga, but I ain't no nigga. I'm just a fucking human being that for 34 years just wanted to be loved. And then I realized, nigga, you about to be 35 this year. Fuck being love. You need to be love. You need to give love to your children. You need to give love to your family. Stop fucking people over. Because I ain't the best person. I ain't going to sit there and act like I'm the best person. I got my fucked up ways with me. I've done fucked up shit in my life. And sometimes when things go wrong, yeah, that's karma. That's the shit I deserve in life. But my babies don't deserve that. They didn't do nothing wrong to nobody. They fucking angels in my eyes, man. Ain't nobody perfect, but my babies are angels in my eyes. And all I want for my babies is just to be better. Not like they're doing something wrong, but for me to get my stuff together so that my babies would be okay. Life real, man. I ain't doing no fucking podcast to get rich or to become famous. I do my podcast so that one day when I'm gone, whether it be my kids or somebody else, pick this podcast up, listen to it, and learn from all my mistakes. I'm just here to give the world my mistakes. I'm not going to sit here and get the world this rose-colored view of myself like, oh, you know, Lenny just do everything right and woe is me and everybody's against me. No, that's not the truth about my life. Truth about my life, yeah, I got some shit with me. Yeah, I just want to be loved, but I got some shit with me too. And I got to get that to the world so I can be better. I got to relinquish it to the world so that I can be better. Make sure my baby ain't call me. She said like 30 minutes. Just making sure she good. But I ain't going to, you know, rant too long. I just needed to really get these thoughts out there because I was wrong. Today, I was wrong for putting my hands on that young lady. When the police act, like the police looked at the bruises and shit I got, they was like, listen, somebody got to go to jail and your bruises look, you know, pretty fucking bad. It looked like you put your hands on her too, but your bruises look worse. And it's just like, I begged them, please don't take her. Because I ain't going to sit here in front like I don't let a girl. I love her, man. I am a lover. I'm motherfucking Lenny Love. But at the same time, Lenny ain't been loving himself. Lenny ain't been loving the people that he care about. Lenny ain't been loving his children the way he needs to. And Lenny got to get his shit together, man. You know, the name of this podcast is Lens Bias. And it's like, yeah, it's a play on, you know, the name, the famous athlete Lens Bias. But it's also a play on, you get my bias through my lens. But my lens ain't just one-sided. I got to look at all the areas of life and know that it ain't just everybody else. It's me, too. It's me, too, with my bullshit. So now it's time to change. It's time to grow the fuck up, get a home for me and my children, get a vehicle so that I can be accessible to my children, become a fucking man, and let all this little boy shit go. Let this chasing, I ain't the biggest chaser of pussy, but I done had my taste in my day. I've been lucky to have been blessed to know some beautiful, incredible, giving women, and I heard them all. Don't matter what the fuck they did to me. Yeah, they did shit, that don't matter. My job is to be a man and give love. You don't hurt people because they hurt you. You don't hurt the motherfuckers you care about just because they hurt you. That's not love, bro. So, whether you're a man or woman, boy, girl, young, old, if you're listening to this, if you're a man, don't you ever put your hands on a woman. If you're a woman, a man should never put his fucking hands on you. He don't deserve you if he do. No matter what the fuck you did. I'm not saying that, you know, women, they shouldn't be held responsible for their actions. Hell yeah. You should be held responsible. But as a man, I should never put my hands on a woman, man. Let it alone. I remember getting into an argument with this girl one time. And she was like, you not no man. You sitting here arguing with a woman. And I'm like, no, I'm defending myself. But I didn't understand what she meant. But now I do. It's just like, a man, he ain't got time to argue with this woman. He ain't got time to be fighting with people. He got shit. Unless his family is threatened, what the fuck is he fighting for? You fight for your family, man. You fight for your family. Check on my baby girl real quick. Yeah, sorry for the pause. I'm back. You probably ain't even hear the pause because once I edit this bitch, I'm going to skip all the silence. But yo, man, I'm going to document, you know, my journey through life and my journey of trying to build my life up and better my life. And I'm going to give y'all the real, man. Today, I fucked up. Today, I stepped out of who I was to become a fucking monster. And what's crazy about it is, lately, like, I write music, you know, I make music, I can make beats and shit, but I've been thinking about doing a mixtape. You know, everybody in Philly a rapper and shit, as they say, but I've been thinking about putting out a mixtape, not to get famous, but to get this dark energy that's inside of me out. And what's crazy is the mixtape was going to be like the Vader tape or the Vader files or something along those lines, something like with Darth Vader and that duality of wanting to be on the good side, embracing the dark side, and being torn between. And I just wanted to get that to the world. Cause I already literally got one beat that I made before that's like a Star Wars theme beat. So it was like, yo, just do the Vader tape. And it's just like, I gotta get that energy out. So whatever creative forces I'm able to manifest and use, I'm gonna use that to not only get the bad shit out, but I'm gonna use that to elevate myself and become more. This ain't the end of me, yo. My brother. So when everything went down, you know, I linked up with my little brother and shit. I can't even call him my little brother because he be acting like the big brother most of the fucking time, man. So my big little brother, I gotta put some respect on his name. He came and got me when everything was going down. We rapped and shit. He helped me help my daughter out. And I gotta definitely give him a shout out. All the love in the world to my big little brother, Justin, man. Because he held this fucking brother down. But he said some shit to me. We stopped, we got a drink, because he had to go get a haircut. We was trying to figure out some business shit. But he said some shit to me. And he was like, they think it's over. We was just sitting there, he just yelled it out. They think it's over. But they don't know, this is the return of the Black Mamba. The return of the Black Mamba. Kobe ain't coming back. And I'm the closest thing you got. With that being said, welcome to Black Mamba. I go through many, I adapt many personas and personalities, and I might fucking be bipolar, yo. I ain't never been diagnosed, but I believe I am. But the Black Mamba is here. When Kobe died, when Nip died, I never got to meet them men in life, but they was my inspirations for a lot of shit. So when they died, a piece of me died with them. It was just cold there in these pieces. And I try to hold, you know, I try to walk with some of the people that I lost, whether I know them personally or not. I try to walk with their energy, but it's time for the return of the fucking Black Mamba. It's return of the greatness. The return of fuck being perfect. I ain't gotta be perfect because I'm giving 3,000%. I can't give 100%. I can't give 1,000%. It's about giving 3,000% and letting the chips fall where they is. Let them chips fall right where they is. So with that being said, yeah, I fell. But this is the return of the Black Mamba. Y'all gonna see greatness. I don't know how long it's gonna take me. I could hit greatness tomorrow. I could hit greatness in a year, 5 years, 20 years. But I guarantee you. I guarantee fucking to you. I put this on my soul and the soul of my kids. This the return of the Black Mamba. That means I'm going up from here. I'm going up. Until I'm going up until I touch the doors of heaven. I'm going up. Ain't no more falling. Ooh, watch Diane. But ain't no more falling. Ain't no more woe is me. The return of the fucking Black Mamba. Let's go. It may not make sense now, but y'all gonna see. Y'all gonna see. And I don't give a fuck if the world appreciate my greatness, recognize my greatness. Them babies gonna see my greatness. They gonna get the Mamba. My babies are gonna get the Black Mamba. What does that mean? My babies are gonna get the best of me. The best. They get the best that I have to offer. I ain't mean to hold y'all up this long. If you still here listening to the pod, I appreciate it. You know who I am. I'm Lenz Bias. I'm Lenny. I'm Leonard. I'm L. I'm human. I'm a man. I'm Black. I got so many things with me. By the end of the day, it's the return of the fucking Black Mamba. Time to make this shit prosper, man. Time to be a man. Time to man the fuck up in life. So I want to say, if I ever hurt you, to all the women out there, I don't know who the fuck listen to my podcast, but if there's a woman out there that listens to my pod and I ever hurt you, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, I apologize, because that's not who I am. That's not who the fuck I am. That's not who I'm going to be. I'm going to prosper. To anybody else out there, if I ever hurt you, let you down, I apologize. I know y'all was expecting greatness and I've been mowing my bullshit for a while. But I'm here now. I'm back. Let's go. Ain't nothing gonna stop me from being a great father, a great man. Let's go.